When we hear the word of obedience, the first thing that often comes to mind is how often we submit ourselves to the will of others. For instance, a parent can say to a child, "Please obey me. Please submit to me." An owner says to his or her pet, "Please obey me. Follow me." Obedience can have a negative connotation, particularly if it brings harm and one loses oneself. And in turn, another person can never own another person. And our readings today do speak about obedience. Obedience has the Latin root word audire, meaning to hear, to listen to. And today's reading show us that obedience requires the complete emptying of oneself of the priorities and worries and giving oneself to the will of God. When I was in formation as a Franciscan friar, I was taught that Francis of Assisi was inspired by Mary's example of obedience when he shocked everyone in his community by renouncing his worldly goods and family wealth to embrace a life of poverty and live the gospel as best he could. That is Francis's experience. Not everyone is expected to have that kind of state of life or that kind of experience of God calling them. Whatever your state of life is, doing God's will can be scary, uncomfortable, and countercultural. However, like Mary showed us, we need not fear. We must make straight the path to God, as the prophet Isaiah urged, by letting go of what takes us away from following God's will, accepting the invitation to embrace self-giving love every day. For instance, if one is married, one is to be totally focused on that spouse in a loving companionship way, not breaking that boundary, not seeking that person out just for the purpose of lust, but as an object of God. In the gospel, we have an example to follow. Mary, upon being approached by the archangel Gabriel, Mary was able to let go of her previous understanding of what was possible, let go of her concerns about how her community would treat her, let go of her own plans and her own wishes to trust in God's will. Discerning the will of God requires that we pray and that we be silent in order to listen to God and to others in whom God dwells. Things do get in the way of our own listening. Obstacles stop us short from truly listening to our brothers and sisters. Deep, true listening means we have to go forth and we have to act, because that is what genuine self-loving does. Even in the course of my own ministry, I do have my battles. Most of my ministry at this parish is visiting the homebound and the dying. I have my own circle of homebound and people I visit. I have extraordinary ministries of communion whom I send out to visit those parishioners whom I cannot visit all the time, but once a year I visit everyone. This past Thursday, or Wednesday, I can't remember which one, I visited one woman. And she has a disorder which really is life-altering. She's unable to leave her home alone, unable to drive. Her sight is failing her. We spoke, we prayed. I offered her the sacrament of healing. But while I'm doing that, what was creeping in my mind was where I have to be next. Who's the next person am I to see? Or will I get into the office on time? And I was trapped. Was I meeting my own needs, or was I meeting the needs of the person who is saying to me, I need you here. I want to pray the rosary, and I'm afraid to pray it alone. That is what we did, and that is what made her day. I'm not glorifying myself. I'm saying I'm human and do need to put the needs of myself to meet the needs of others. The same way it goes for anyone in any state of life. But most of all, we live in a world where there is great poverty, great division, and it takes courage and determination to be able to address that around us. Does it mean not going on a second vacation? Does it mean not getting a second car so that I can meet the needs of my family and those in my neighbors who need my help? When we walk by someone and ask them how they're doing, and they're saying, oh, I'm just doing okay, and continue to walk on by and not ask, well, what is really going on? There has to be what is known as authentic listening. You're just okay? Well, then what's going on? Tell me more. My brothers and sisters, we are all spiritual beings. We are all in need of healing. And that's why we do go to God. But as we go to God, we are, do find our healing. And we're called to share that with others, to share the joy of this Christmas mystery that we are about to celebrate. Fortified by Mary's example of not afraid of doing God's will no matter what others may think, or the change in plans it may require, we must go forth doing God's will in our own lives. We are called to act in small and big ways by listening to one another, then humbly doing the will of our good and gracious God with love, mercy, peace, hope, and goodwill.